10-10 podcast. Christy, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I can do that.
Let's hear it.
So my name is Christy Sepulveda. I'm an industrial designer at M3 Design. I am currently the lead coordinator for IDSA, and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Awesome. We're happy to have you.
Fantastic. So we've been discussing a little bit, and we've had questions about IDSA. That's why we wanted to have you in.
Yeah.
Because we thought maybe you could give a little bit of insight for us, because you've got three different perspectives from IDSA, and I think you might have some good insight for us, and maybe we'll learn something.
Happy to answer questions.
Yeah.
And see your insights.
Well, one of the things we had talked about a little bit earlier was, you know, for me, I was certainly much more aware and involved with IDSA back in the 90s when I was more of a younger professional. And it seemed like the conferences were, everybody was involved and they had regional activities and different things like that. And I'd say probably for the last 10 years or so, maybe a little bit longer, it's sort of been on, at least my perception is it's been on a bit of a slow decline in terms of what they're doing. And I don't know if I would say relevance, but maybe relevance. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we want to talk about was it certainly is an important organization, but maybe what is it doing to reinvigorate itself or become more relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that we have just become irrelevant? Maybe that's it.
Oh, maybe. So that's a great question, and I think it's going to kind of guide this whole conversation today. But essentially, I think the student chapters are always very strong for IDSA because it is, in its core, a professional networking system. Students want to be able to connect with professionals in order for them to get into their careers. And it's a very great platform to do so. And I think what's, it could be a series of other things, but there is a lot of, it did die down after a good while, especially here, because there isn't enough motivation going on. And a lot of things that we're trying to figure out right now is like what motivates people to be involved in IDSA. Mm-hmm. It could be a series of things, right? It could be culture, it could be time, it could be, you know, different shifts in our career itself. There is a lot of overlap happening now, right? UX, UI, products, physical products, like where do we fall within that? And I've been, you know, having a lot of conversations with people who've been in the industry 30 plus years. And I've been having conversations with people who have been in the industry, you know, 1 year, you know, getting
sure.
out of college.
Sure.
And especially being immersed in the student chapter, I got a lot of value out of it. And I would love to keep that momentum going. And I think there is a need for that and there is a call for that. But nobody's really, nobody really knows where to start.
Sure.
Especially in our community, because we are a very young, at least in Austin, we're a young city compared to Chicago, compared to New York, compared to California. It's just there's been a lot more time to develop that. And right now we've heard on and on again, where does IDSA live and how does it contribute to our profession? And that's what we're really trying to figure out right now.
Yeah, those are the key questions to
yeah.
answer.
Yeah.
What does it mean to me and its relevance to me as a designer? So.
Right. And it's hard to nail that in the head as early as we are right now, but that's what we're trying to get to. We started off really just like 6 months ago, really having these conversations, and it's already grown so much. We have a group of volunteers who are doing amazing work. And it's also balancing, you know, volunteer work versus their own personal
sure.
lives. So we want to keep that momentum going without burning anybody out. But the momentum's been really strong. And the more that we've vocalized that we're doing things, the more eyes have been shined on IDSA locally.
Sure. So I know Austin used to be a part of a different chapter, right? It was part of, or it was chaired in Houston, or maybe you can give us
there's
recent history and then kind of what's going on now in terms of just the organization and the structure.
Yeah, so there's a Houston chapter, Dallas chapter, Austin chapter, and then Louisiana is also with us. So we're actually like we're a pretty sparse group, especially considering how big Texas is. And we've been that way for a good while. But again, there's not a lot of membership, so not a lot of things have been changing over the last, let's say, 10 years. And then there's also the larger state chapters that also are independent from one another. But Louisiana does fall under us. Whether that's going to stay the way it is, it's still TBD. But the Louisiana chapter, there's only one school there, and then same with Texas. There's not a big like educational a lot of schools, let's just say,
sure.
Regarding a certified industrial design program. So we kind of have to stay kind of tight within ourselves. It really depends on what state that you're in, how many active members you have. In order for us to get like more traction, to get more events going on. But we have to start somewhere. So this is kind of where we're starting again. There was a big presence of IDSA, I want to say 10 years ago here, in Austin at least.
Yeah.
Which did die down. And again, it could just be because, you know, the momentum kind of died down. People got busy with their lives. This is a volunteer network. So once people, but if there isn't somebody leading the organization, then it's just a lot of people just having conversations about what could be. And that's what we're trying to avoid. And this is a great moment to actually get into that. So we're really excited.
So how many people are currently volunteering with you or assisting with your Austin?
We have 7 volunteers right now. Mm-hmm.
Are they all scattered throughout the city, or are they all from your firm?
No, they're all scattered. We have designers from Fahrenheit, DE, Trailside. The president of the Texas chapter is currently in Dallas, but all of our volunteers are currently in Austin.
Cool. So where do you think somebody like Dan or somebody like myself is going to get value from an IDSA chapter?
Well, I'd like to ask you what you guys would like to get value out of. Because we definitely have a lot of ideas,
sure.
And how we actually implement those will be what you guys would like to see out of it. I could throw my ideas right now, or do you want to go back and forth a little bit?
Well, we could go back and forth. I'll start, and then Dan, you can give the design consultant perspective. So I've been in design 23 years, and I think I've only been a member of IDSA maybe 3 or 4 years, and I didn't renew my membership this past year. And I actually replied to 2 people at IDSA and said, hey, let's talk about it. Do you want to come on this podcast and talk with me, Dan, and Aaron about this particular thing? Like, what value do you have for me? Why should I spend my company's money? Because it's really not money out of my pocket. Dell pays. They'll pay professional dues. It's never been an issue. So for me, I haven't seen anything from it, from IDSA, and maybe because I never really looked hard enough, but the one thing that I've always noticed for being like a corporate guy going to IDSA conferences is that there were always guys sidling up to like try to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not why I go to IDSA conferences. It's to go and try to get educated and just, you know, meet other people, see people I haven't seen before, and not be solicited.
Yeah,
maybe I should wear a T-shirt that says, you know, no soliciting when I'm at those functions. But that's kind of the thing that sort of turned me off of IDSA, is because it always turned into hey, can we come do work for you guys? And usually I'm not the responsible party, and I don't want to be the responsible party or the middleman to try to like help somebody get in, because it's just. You know, you work with us as a contractor, you kind of understand how sometimes the work gets divvied out at Dell with consultancies and whatnot. So it's very, it's not something I want to be a part of.
So you're trying to get more of an education out of it. And I totally agree.
Which really comes down to what I'm thinking that I would want from IDSA is, you know, like now that I'm out of school, like they were saying, it seems like why, like, Mm-hmm. I don't really feel connected with IDSA anymore. So it would be cool if it was like a platform to keep learning or keep learning from people that are that have different skills, or just as a way to also keep learning and getting better at what we do.
So one of the challenges, one of the benefits of IDSA, and for me turned into a little bit of a sour thing, is their design competition. So it was, and probably still is, a bit of a prestigious thing to win, you know, various IDSA awards, whether it's gold, silver, or bronze, or whatever they have these days. Mm-hmm. But it when we were much more involved in submitting things, it became apparent that it was a money maker for IDSA, mm-hmm. because it just got to be more and more expensive to submit things. Mm-hmm. As a small design firm, as that price rose, it became that much more difficult for us to be involved in submitting them. Now, while that's a good business tool to be able to say, hey, look how great we are, we won this and that award, it left a bit of a sour taste in my mouth after going through it a number of times and having to pay to keep going to the next level and to the next level. So I guess that's what I'm saying. I see that as a benefit in some ways, but it's also because of the monetary aspect of it became a big detractor as well.
Right. You're not getting what you perceive as value.
Sure. And I can see that they need to charge a nominal fee because they don't want everybody to submit everything. But so that's an area I could see... for me, finding some value, but it'd have to be altered to get there. Another thing I think that would be a benefit, a potential benefit from IDSA is, well, there's also the social aspects of it, but I think as a design firm, we always want to be aware of the latest tools mm-hmm. for design. So I think that could be a good platform for IDSA to basically say, hey, here's these companies that have this software that does this sort of thing. And maybe once a year as a part of a conference or a regional thing, have a seminar about the latest design tools or something like that, I think would be a relevant thing for me anyways.
Yeah. And that's tough. You know, Tony, to your point, I circle right back. You know, it's tough whenever you're a professional network. And what we're trying to do is network. But whenever somebody's hounding you about getting work, mm-hmm. that's something you don't want to be around, right? No solicitors totally get that.
Yeah.
And it's tough because we want to be able to connect people. But we don't want, you know, that kind of, it's a driving force, right? And it goes back to the consultancy where if we have these competitions, and I think you're mostly talking about awards.
Correct.
Right, Dan?
Yeah.
What about like local competitions where, you know, design firms and design teams within corporate companies can, you know, compete against each other?
I think that would be great. And it doesn't even have to be a design project, for example, per se. It could be something bingo night or who knows.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot that we could do because even in the Texas culture, we're different from... Again, California, New York, say what you say, but we can definitely target the way that we're, socializing really with one another in a way that's more relevant to us. So what we're trying to do, we sent out a survey, I want to say like 4 months ago, just to kind of see what is it that, who the founders are, who's interested in actually filling out the survey, and what do they want to get out of it? And then how much level or what level they're in the organization. Are they founders? Are they like junior Sure. designers and whatnot? And we did hear that. We did hear that there's a huge need for education or continuing education, if you will, which is something that IDSA should also be providing and is doing so more successfully in some states than others. And then still being able to create a non-biased organization from one or the other. So we have to start, if we hope to continue this momentum, we have to start doing those things, which is already happening. On the educational side, we've already been having conversations with conferences that do want to come to Austin that are industrial design focused. And they are looking at Austin because, let's just face it, it's cheaper here. It's a growing community. There's a huge need, and there's a lot of awareness going on. You know, you guys see it yourselves here in the city. Californians are moving over here because there's more opportunity to grow. And we're getting that on all sides of the spectrum. So it will be an interesting way that this will evolve. I can't really say we have an answer today, and we have, you know, events lined up to target your needs and your needs and your needs. But what I can say is that we will be continuously pivoting to make sure that we are getting value for ourselves within the organization and everybody who wants to be part of this community. And whether you want to be part of the community or not, we are Austin. Like, as designers, we are the reason why the technology is being driven here, right? The things that we do in our professions impact this, our culture, impact the business here, and create it, right? So we have to also be able to adapt in that kind of way too. Make sure that we're reinforcing that and being able to contribute to it. It will evolve because what's working today might not work tomorrow. And Dana, I talked to you this about earlier too, right? We have to be flexible and be able to pivot because our profession is changing, whether we like it or not. And that's the point of being an industrial designer, is to learn from those things and to be able to keep finding solutions for the new needs that pop up. And I don't think this will be the last conversation about IDSA, because there will be a lot of things that will change. And then, sure, you know, a year from now, I could say, you know what, we learned these things. Now we know we shouldn't be doing that, or we should be doing this. This is where we're finding more traction happening, and we'll be able to cater more to those needs.
So what kind of support or material or anything else do you get from the national chapter?
Well, we do get a fixed budget every year.
Okay.
Right now, because we're not as active, we don't get as much money, let's just say, right? But we are getting a lot more attention now. So we're trying to, you know, fight that battle and see what is it that we can do with the budget that we have, which is a sure, fine budget. But if we want to have, you know, 10 events a year,
yeah,
we're going to have to get sponsors. We're going to have to partner and all of that.
Do you see, obviously you're working to try to redefine and reinvigorate the local chapter here. Do you see the same thing in any other areas of the country, or is it the same with IDSA at the national level?
Yes. It just depends on the person and mm-hmm, the time. Right now, it's starting to die down a little bit because the holidays are coming up. No surprises there. But that's okay. We'll pick up the conversations and move forward with what we can. On the national level, there are way other, other priorities, right? Because Austin's still pretty new, or, you know, not as active as the other, as other cities or other states, then it is difficult to kind of figure out where is it that we're going to really start moving towards. But there is a lot going on the national level that we can't really, find the position in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll continue fighting that battle if it is a battle. I don't know if it is, but it'll be a work in progress, and it's something that whenever you start something new, you just kind of have to get sure, into.
Cool. So what's your first set of tasks to try to get more local folks involved? Yeah.
Well, for me, it's just a social aspect. Mm. I think people like to have conversations. And money aside, budget aside, I don't care where we are, if we can find just a venue, you know, so we can get together and say, hey, I'm Christy, you know, I work here, where are you from, where's your background? There's a need for that. There really is. Education aside, connections aside, just to be able to find one another, you can't really put data in front of somebody and say, well, this is why we're the best. Right. We need to have real conversations with one another and learn off of each other. If we approach it in such a way that it's like, well, this is a networking event, we're going to do a meetup, blah, 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 it's a detractor. Yeah. It would be for me too. I don't go so that I can network with people. I like having design conversations, and I like arguing with people, and I love seeing new people's perspectives and then learning from that and then, you know, reflecting on it later. But there's this event called Last Thursday. Brooke Davis has been leading it, I think, for like 14 years or something. And I love going to those because it's just people at a bar having a drink and then catching up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of veterans that go that now, like, I just know them on a personal level. And we just can have a drink together, and then we just part ways, and we see each other a month later. If I can go, if I can't, then, you know, we catch up at a later date. That's where I want to be at, as a foundation. And my peers agree, like, we just want to have a good time. And that's important, right? Because we're so isolated, within our own design teams, that if we plan to grow in our profession, just to have regular conversations with like-minded people is valuable enough.
Okay. That sounds good. I think it's great that you're taking on this challenge. I know it's a big struggle.
It's fun.
Yeah. it's a lot to take on with work and all the other sorts of things that you got to do.
That's not the thing keeping up at night.
No.
Okay. And it's pretty cool that you also have a connection maybe with Houston people, so
yeah.
it might be easier for you to get something going on between cities.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm more entrenched on the educational side with the Houston chapter. So I'm actually going over to Houston to do a workshop in December to start promoting that a little bit more too. You know, the student chapter is alive and well, because they have, you know, those, you know, the merit awards where they can compete against each other, and then they go on the state level. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of, you know, the media itself is a great, appeal for the students. So I went to school at the University of Houston. There's always been a call for that, but Houston's a little bit tougher because it's not as a welcoming of a city as Austin is. But there's a lot of good firms there as well. But they are more isolated, even more so. So getting into that, will be obviously very interesting, but, there's already an outreach of people, coming to us asking, hey, what can we do to contribute, or, well, how can we start partnering, even more so? And we're 2.5 hours away, but that's not so bad if you're actually getting a lot of value out of it. And again, establishing what that value might be for different people, TBD. But yeah, being connected in Houston is very important. You know, University of Houston's the only industrial design school in Texas. So keeping them involved in everything that we do as a profession is only beneficial to them.
So you're doing a workshop at the university?
Yeah, yeah.
The students?
Yeah, with the students there.
Good.
Yeah.
You'll have to go try to recruit my daughter to get into the IDSA student chapter.
Is she going to the University of Houston?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Is she a freshman?
Yeah, yeah. She's...
I'm going to pick on her.
Right now. Yeah.
You should have told me that one.
Yeah. Well, cool. So what's the first event here in Austin? What are you planning? What are you guys planning?
So we did have a small, we sponsored a lunch for Austin Design Week, which was last week. We were only there for about an hour during lunch to just kind of talk to people, meet and greet, you know, pedestrians.
What was this?
Austin Design Week.
Okay.
It's like it's an all free week long network or like a open house event for downtown.
Hmm.
It's their fourth, I think it's their fourth year or third year. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I went to it last year. I didn't get a chance to make it this year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events. There's open houses, there's workshops, there's community events, and it's just a week-long just, like, collaboration within the city. It's getting a lot of traction.
Across a lot of different design principles?
Yes.
Okay.
It could be anything from...
Like interior communication
design.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can be, there's like a tech aspect to it.
Sure.
It could be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It's honestly just anything quote unquote design can participate. I think I even saw one where it was like, or you had to like problem solve while rock climbing. So kind of interesting. A lot of good takes on it. And then there's like the really artistic side. So there'll be open houses for like the artists and, you know, what are the impacts on, you know, the culture here. So we did a small, lunch event there, and then we had a happy hour, that evening.
And how did that turn out?
It went well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. We were just like, okay, well, we're just going to be here. Let's see who shows up.
Was it an official IDSA representative sort of role, or was it just more like, hey, we're designers in?
No, it was an IDSA role.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it's tricky because the weather was not great. And it was kind of last minute. We're like, okay, well, let's just throw in a happy hour, see who shows up. But we got some pretty good traction, even though it was pretty slow.
Hmm.
Great conversations, and again, just over some drinks. And then we have, so that was last week, sorry. And then on December 5th, that's the Thursday, we'll be having just a holiday party just to meet people.
Why not?
December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you reaching out and promoting?
We, via LinkedIn, email, whatever media we can. We just started an Instagram, so we'll be doing that too. it'll be at 8-Track.
What's an 8-Track?
8-Track is the bar that we're going to meet at.
Oh, where is this bar?
It's on the east side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't get over that way.
I'll send you a link.
I'll have to try. I think we already have a Christmas party that I have to go to.
Is it on December 5th?
Yeah, there's like one. There's three in a row that I have to go to. She informed me of this morning. All the various people.
All right. Well, I'll add this one onto your agenda.
All right.
See if you can make it.
Yeah.
But everybody who's listening is more than welcome to come.
Yeah. And where would somebody look if they wanted to find out more information about the Austin IDSA chapter and events?
Currently, it's. Right now, we're just kind of doing on a social media push.
Okay.
It won't be on the IDSA website, but we are working on getting those on there.
What's the Instagram that you started for the local chapter?
IDSA Austin.
IDSA Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's probably the easiest way for people to find.
Yes.
IDSA Austin on the gram.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we're working on a Facebook page, but I don't really know if Facebook is the right platform for it. So that's still TBD.
Depends.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like 50 and up, maybe more so. Between 30 and 40, maybe more Instagram.
What
do you
use Facebook? I use Instagram.
And Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
And
Tinder.
Vine.
Sorry, dating channel variety of thing.
Yeah. Designers shouldn't marry each other.
Well, Christy is married to a designer, actually.
It makes problems. It's a problem.
It's a really big problem. We're remodeling the house right now.
Can't agree on the color of paint or anything else.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was a flooring project, and now we're tearing down walls.
Oh, wow.
So, game over.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has a trump card because he's, is he licensed architect
he's
yet?
He's a licensed architect.
Yeah, he's trump. It's got it's a trump card.
It's tough. No, I have the trump card.
I don't think it's not that easy. It's not like with me and Kat, she's got the trump card. It doesn't matter. I have 2 degrees in design. She's the boss. But if she was a designer, it'd be even worse.
She has to be a designer in your eyes now.
Yeah. She usually has pretty good ideas.
Well, I mean, I would assume she sees enough properties that
she
gets enough.
Yeah, she sees enough dumps. She sees enough dumps and bad flip jobs to know what's good and what's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, any last parting words you want to give to your IDSA brethren?
No, just be involved. Ask questions. Ask a lot of questions. Provide feedback. I think that, we kind of have to, if we want the community to grow and to be a part of it, just vocalize what you want to say and what you would get out of it. That is a lot of, we need insight in order for us to do what's right for the community.
Yeah. I like the social aspect of it, and I think the learning aspect of it would also be a good positive to do, because everybody is kind of around certain people with certain types of skills, and it would be nice to find people who have different skills to kind of get exposed to that and have them maybe give presentations and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. Quick little workshop on something.
Yeah, totally agree.
Daniel?
I agree wholeheartedly. Learning is key, and that's where I think IDSA definitely is the organization that can sort of put that together, and historically that's what they've done. So I'm excited to hear that there's some energy being put back into it. So
yeah, we gotta keep.
So thank you for doing it, Christy, and thank you for coming here to be with us today.
It's definitely a team effort. So
yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks, Christy, and I'm looking forward to see what comes out of IDSA Austin.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys there.
And we'll be there.
I guess we have to come now.
I know. All right.